Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Feet of thoughts can't be so generalized, but I will try to shed some light to it so people can understand the base theme behind it and how bad we can change our lives by just clicking positive thoughts. Always having a positive perspective lets you achieve all those precious gifts of life. I don't think anything is more beautiful than you control over your own life. So making sure your thought process is balanced and it shouldn't impact anyone's ability to grow in life. You should be the messenger and a helper to achieve the common goal, that is peace and harmony. It is hidden in your freedom from everything around you. Thoughts are useless without values. So some values you have to keep firm because they define you as a person. So as many values, as stronger you are in character. Character decides your representation, your personality. And your personality defines your existence. So clearly see, read, observe, face, and be patient. And never forget. Keep trying and learn from your past. Never hate anything. Hate is not a good thing. Dislike is the best and proper manner to find the true solution to all what you expect. When put learning over the top of your personal choice, more likely you will achieve higher and higher, and you will settle for nothing less. Always let every experience make its place and act precisely to have full control and make an example of everything. All these years, watching the youth getting wasted because last generations didn't put energy and enough effort in passing that knowledge ahead. Making sure the children's having a bright future, I think more important is them understanding of life. Short time and you have to pass knowledge and do something good with your surroundings. We all are messengers and Khalifa of truth. We have the best manners and strong values. Our rise and fall depends on the contrary us. So make sure you pass the word properly. Enjoy your surroundings. Make sure you're gentle with everything around you. If you co-op all these years, surely you will go through it. Have all emotions, but decide without emotions. We have got great source of energy and intuition to change a situation, but more important is how you learn to live in harmony, how you brought the next generation. Never do something to show it to someone. It will always backside for you. Do things to satisfy your inner self. Help people around you. Ask if they're okay and pray for them. Respect the old and have respect for women. Be shy towards them. Never forget your dose of repentance are much bigger than the sins you do. And repent sincerely once a day. Keeping faith is not easy, but simple. So don't be scared about the waves they are taking you to the shore. It all comes to the belief. Never scared of anything, as life or death not in your hand. So represent yourself well. You're much more than you can imagine. So take full out of yourself and never be scared of any challenge in life. Always remember, faith can move mountains. Always have Allah. He's there to take care of you. Life can be more simpler if you want to make it. Never underestimate someone. Make sure you give your best. Sometimes experience is more worthy than anything else. Life is a reflection of your thoughts. Your aim should be to strive to be better. If we are given the ability of doing good and bad, definitely every way always lasts longer. But good way always lasts longer than bad way. As you grow older, you recognize the power and self-esteem of goodness. Speaking truth as the greatest value of all, it boosts your inner ability to grow. Self-confidence became better off. I always give the values very much importance because they are the pillars of your foundation. People tend to lie and get away is a common example. But on the other hand, the truth lasts and is always clear. A strong foundation needs strong will. Strong will decides your values. They will define the powerful personality that has been shaped on the basis of those values. Character is important. Very important. A strong character means a strong value. Behind those values, a strong foundation of thoughts and willpower. They all have the center of belief. One can't distract you, but two can. Share of feelings are the key, and it explains how it affects our mental thought process. That's why I always push in oneness. Everything around us is giving evidence of oneness in the whole universe. We need to open our eyes and take a look into everything around us. Knowledge is unlimited. Get an understanding of our existence from the very self to the creation of such big universe from the same position, from the same idea. Nothing can be more clear evidence. So if your brain has one clear goal, the processing will go smoothly and transition of knowledge will become more easy. The speed of thoughts should be balanced. If you go natural way, it's one of the best ways to deal with any situation, any problem, and any solution. Don't go against the very natural way of life. As soon as you do the unnatural, it affects and impacts your position in life. All these centuries, our concentration of learning and understanding has so much evolved that each part became a subject of learning. Practically, we need to impose all those subjects we master all these centuries. So practically, implementing is very, very important. Beautiful part is we are growing, evolving. And final stage is appearing. On one side, our achievements all these years. On one side, the karma of our deeds. At least be a nation of peace. And mountain that no one can move. To all youngsters, we understand your pain. We will explain you the sole reasons of all this emptiness and disconnectivity of the transition of clear knowledge. So the first stage, connection with your creator, it is the most important part. Doesn't matter how you believe, make sure you do believe. Doesn't matter where you come from, always remember the tribe you represent. We've seen ups and downs in history. All became our actions. We contradict the interest with our every actions. Solely, it takes you away from the sole purpose of existence. So submitting your will to the will of Creator, a sole reason of success in every aspect of life and hereafter. I always remember death, but I'm never scared of it. Death is imminent. As much you show desire of life, it is like a black cloud will wash away every dream, every desire in dust. So never let your desires and goals become slave of life and its sharings. You are here as guest. Act appropriately, precisely, and make sure you spread the right energy. That every aspect of knowledge you gain, make sure it's used solely for a good purpose. Trust me, you will be able to achieve all that matters to you. Everyone is born, brought up, and have different DNA from each other. Once we are able to get the right potential out of ourselves, we can serve more than we can think. Always strive for betterment is the key, because it moves you towards a good direction. The voice inside you, let it out, but in more sophisticated manner. Research, read more. Simple is always the best way. Why I press on humanity more than Muslim or any other religion? Because being Muslim means a perfect human. Your love for your neighbor is most important. Your love for your family is most important. Sharing of energy with other humans is very important, and it's our focus of learning moment. Give respect to your worst enemy. You can't go at the same page as them. Make sure you always set a good example so every enemy or your enemy is speechless also. All the wars are not fought on the ground. All the peace is not forever. War inside you is far important, and every battle need and complete control and focus. Make sure you don't settle for less. Human needs to develop the tool of acceptance, and you can dislike an action or value, but you can't abuse and disregard their thought. Always have deep insight of everything, so always intend for the right and positive aspect. Every battle can be won on the basis of your will. Strong will means strong values, so choice of values is important. Once again, so once you manage the thought process, you will need to change the thought expression. I will divide it into four. Smile, morals, truth, respect. I find them the key of expressions. What's inside you is far more important. Always think twice before you speak. Always speak when everyone spoke. You have clearly loads of benefits out of it. Firstly, you will have more attention. Secondly, you have time to think and prepare what you have to say. Thirdly, what you say should benefit the listeners. If you want it to be passed on, these four aspects clearly give you the most beautiful way of expression. Solely, all your existence will represent it, right? So read, write, listen, and speak. First two are the key of your organized thoughts. Second two are the aspects of your expression or sharing. Our eyes are the great source of learning. It is a blessing from Allah. So take care of them. Make sure you see more nature. Nature is important. It's very important. As much we throw waste, we pollute the environment. And it directly affects the nature. So plant more trees if you want your air to be clean and you can enjoy season. Your crops will be more healthier. We share an unseen energy with everything, so make sure you acknowledge and be gentle with your surroundings. Nature is a gift, but it comes with a price. Respect and humanity at cause. First, we need to learn the basics and practice them. Learn to accept the people with different voices. Different opinions. A healthy nation is one of the quality nations. Health has priority, making sure we follow and read Prophet's life. It teaches you the basic elements of life. We have to follow and express in the most beautiful manner, mean goodness. Simplicity is the key. Simplicity in life is very important, pure from materialism. Balance in every action of life. Never go extreme. So what we eat and what time we eat matters. Simply, we need to learn the basic health education from early age. If their bodies are good, their brains must be good. Bringing balance in your life and knowing and understanding everything before participate, be prepared. So everyone is a doctor, just more concentrated and focus. It all comes with education, educating the masses. Always aim high, intentions solely the truth. Never be afraid of anything, always look for the way out. If there is a will, there is a way. Make sure the next generation is more active, more talented, and love to research. We need to make sure in our schools the kids' growth is well checked. That is the most important aspect. Their physical and mental growth make them fearless. And only seed of taqwa, fear of Allah, is a need to. And they will be able to take care of themselves. At the end, give them space, let them learn, but teach the best values and learn to forgive and give them chance. At the end, it is a need to change the schooling system. Time flies so quick. We tangled in world, surely we want to escape the reality. Eventually both knows, but have to pretend they don't. I will encourage youth to learn different languages. You can perfect anything. It all takes is a practice. Then travel. Travel is a great source of learning. Don't laugh if someone is different than your opinion, different way of life. Have respect. Have respect for others. If you seek respect, straightforwardly you have to respect. Straightforward life is the best life. You will face less hassles. Allah protects you. They plan and then Allah plan. And He is the master planner. Obey and submit. Always having a positive attitude in life gives you insight of balanced life. What you don't wish for yourself, don't wish for others. Life has to be lived in all circumstances. Always look around you and you will find the answers. Never doubt your ability. Always remember, no rain lasts forever, no sunshine lasts forever. Change is good, change is life. Honesty is the best policy. If you are honest, everything around you becomes clear. I always talk about the energy we share and moments we create. And energy with smile and passion change the world around you. Always come up with the best possible energy and we end up creating a unique environment. Love everything around you. Make sure you acknowledge their existence. They will be reflecting your energy and you won't regret their reflection. We are pursuing nature and trying to copy the abilities and invent something that is convenient to us. Necessity is the mother of all inventions. We just need to put clothes inside around us and nothing is impossible to join. And crave are invented. Just deep outlook and choose insight again intentions before any actions. Decide the life of the actions. Always respect the knowledge. Doesn't matter where it comes from. Have complete acknowledgement of work regardless of their ethnic and religious beliefs. Over Rome or Persia, we didn't burn the books, but we studied more through them. And we studied through their outlook, and we became center of knowledge from centuries until our books burned and stolen. And today, Europe became the center of knowledge from centuries. Intentions were always passing the knowledge properly searched and professed. I think time has changed now. Sharing of knowledge between humanity became evident. It's a need to survival. As humans, we need to acknowledge we have gone far and destiny is there. What outcome we want from the world, distractions of all. Morals are constructions, are building up of broken parts. We need to differentiate between what we need and what we don't need. Sometimes need of one person is for the millions. We've been very destructive to the nature around us, which was always there to guide us. Trust me, if stars can guide you through dark ages, seas can pass you to the shores, light can make your life easier. So nature is and always there to show you the right way. So destruction is our destruction. If we don't stop and stop looking for the new ways to get our destination, we will always end up in dark ages again. We have to learn something from our history. I don't know how far will we go, but it will be an amazing journey. Love will always prevail and the truth will always last. Truth will always trump, the false will perish. Ja'al haqqa wa zahaqal batil, innal batila kana zahuqa.